Hi. If you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started. Hi, I'm Laura Lively. Welcome to you and all of your parts. Well, it is January 2024. Can you believe it? And I thought I would share with you my word of the year, and I'm curious if you have a word of the year. So the word I've chosen for 2024 is acceptance. And I've recently shared that life hit me with a lot of painful things happening in the end of 2023, and I've had to do a lot of accepting of those losses. And so thanks to a client of mine, in the last 2 years, she turned me onto a phrase out of Alcoholics Anonymous' big book. And that phrase has become my mantra. Acceptance is the answer to all of my problems today. Now that phrase has gotten me through a lot. Even before the 90 days of chaos in 2023. But I thought I would share with you how it's actually physically shifted something fundamentally in my system. I could feel relaxation hit throughout my body. So there was a visceral response when I finally accepted what was happening. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about that. But before I go there, there are a lot of teachers who discuss the power of acceptance. And I wanted to share some quotes with you. So this one's coming, and I'm going to read it to you from Kristen Neff's book, The Mindful Self-Compassion Workbook. The meditation teacher Shinzen Young has a formula for this phenomena. Suffering equals pain times resistance. In other words, pain in life, loss, worry, heartbreak, hardship is inevitable. But when we resist the pain, it usually makes the pain more intense. It's this add-on pain that can be equated with suffering. We suffer not only because it's painful in the moment, but because we bang our head against the wall of reality, getting frustrated because we think things should be other than as they are. Another common form of resistance is denial. We hope that if we don't think about a problem, it will go away. Research shows that when we try to suppress our unwanted thoughts or feelings, however, they just get stronger. So, acceptance. How can we accept the things that happen in our lives? Like I said in my newsletter, I want to be really clear about this. I am not advocating that you accept abuse or any other repressive situation that you find yourself in that you can change. But I am suggesting that you consider if learning to accept the things you cannot change, to quote the Serenity Prayer, might help you. So I want to share with you what happened to me when it became apparent that in my system, my parts decided that I needed to wake up every morning at 3:30 a.m. Every single morning without fail. I could not go back to sleep. And for any of you that know me personally, or you've worked with me personally, you know, it's been years since I've had sleeping issues. And in the middle of all this loss that I suffered, I was suddenly wide awake and not able to go back to sleep. I had just taken a new job. I was exhausted. Grief was coming out sideways, and my entire inner world just felt like it was in disarray. And you may have heard me say, sleep was my number one self-care. Sleep was something that has been so good for me for years that it's never been an issue. I mean, it hasn't been an issue in years. After my food being in order, sleep has been my number one self-care. Had been. So I'd just taken this new job. I was exhausted. And I'm not afraid to admit, I was not handling this situation with a ton of acceptance. There was also not a lot of self-energy in my system around sleep because I was panicked. There were parts of me that were panicked and afraid and angry at the parts that were keeping me awake. I had parts trying to cajole or convince other parts that would not let me sleep, that they were hurting the entire system. I tried over-the-counter sleeping aids, nothing. Going to bed earlier, going to bed later, nothing. Turning off all the electronics, the blue lights, et cetera, nothing. Nothing worked. I had tried talking to the parts that were wanting me awake, that kept my brain worrying. Anything, everything. I tried everything. And they were happy to talk, but they were not willing to change their behavior. Finally, after several weeks of this, I heard a voice in my head say, "We have to accept it." Now, I gotta tell you, there were other parts that were like, no. But in that moment, and it was like at 4 a.m., I had gotten up out of my bed, out of our bed with my husband, and was in my guest room. And I heard this, "We have to accept it. We have to accept it." And it honestly felt like lightning struck. And I like kind of said to the system, like, what would it be like if we just accepted that this is our new normal? I felt relief viscerally flow through my body. The tension and anxiety that I had been carrying around it, which I hadn't even realized, it just vanished. Almost immediately, within the next day or two, this time shifted. It was closer now to 4 a.m. or 4:30 a.m. That extra half hour of sleep, please and thank you. I will take it. Since then, sometimes I get to sleep until 5 or 5:30, and one precious day, my alarm actually woke me up at 6:15. Do I still have parts that wish that we would sleep until alarm goes off? You betcha. Is there much less stress in my system about it? Absolutely. Am I falling asleep by 7:30 or 8 p.m.? Yep, I absolutely am. But I have just accepted that this is what my new schedule is. There are parts of me that chuckle, I never thought I'd be a morning person, but here I am. So my call to action to you is to notice where you might resist things that you cannot change. Notice, because that isn't self-energy. That is a part that wishes things were different or is mad that things aren't different. In fact, that could be two parts. The one that wishes things were different, and the one that's mad that things aren't different. Those are two different parts. Those are not self-energy. And look for fear. In my system, I had a part scared about what would happen if I did not get better sleep. So I ask you, what would it be like to just accept those things? Does it feel like giving up to a part of you? Because I had that part too. The first step, as always, is to acknowledge those parts. And just a quick reminder, our parts can show up as thoughts, emotions, impulses, memories, bodily sensations. So notice how you're feeling about the idea of acceptance. It has been a game changer in my life. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Drop me a comment at laura@lauralively.com. Hit the subscribe button so you never miss the weekly content. And until next time, love to you and all of your parts. Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session to see how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.